The co-authors of Jefferson's Children, The Story of One American Family, join us this morning, and they'll be speaking at the Gamble Auditorium of the Mount Holyoke College Art Museum on April 5th at 7 o'clock. Jane Feldman is an award-winning photojournalist, and Shannon Lanier is a descendant of President Thomas Jefferson and his slave Sally Hemings. They will speak on race, family, and their complex shared legacy as Americans. The presentation titled Jefferson's Children, The Story of One American Family, The Journey Continues, will be followed by a book signing and a chance to meet the authors, courtesy of our friends from Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley. Lanier, a ninth-generation descendant of Jefferson and Hemings, is a correspondent for the TV show Black Enterprise Business Report and the host of the popular web series Celebrity Hustle. Feldman is a former New York City fashion photographer and an award-winning photojournalist who has dedicated much of her career to human rights. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Hey, great, Joe. It's wonderful to be here.
It is very nice for you to have you both here. I appreciate it. Give me a sense, Jane, of how this all came to be.
Oh, my goodness, Joe. Okay, I'll try to make that kind of brief. It goes back to being a teenager growing up in New York City and having read a book by Fern Brody back in the 70s and having all of my black and Puerto Rican friends be surprised when I found out the third president had two families. My interest in the history that we did not know started then. I followed it up until the 90s, to be exact, 1998, is when the DNA proved what the oral tradition of the Hemings family had always known. I watched Oprah 10 days after the DNA broke and saw the descendants and thought, I need to go to Monticello and meet these folks and photograph them as one very symbolic family, not ever knowing that there was a book in store. And I met Shannon in May of 1999 at Monticello, and we gathered the family together, and we met extraordinary people. We met descendants of, on the Hemings side of the family, the first black educator of MIT, first black professor of, help me out, Shannon, Vassar, MIT, first students, first black legislator of the state of California, and we knew there was an extraordinary story to tell.
So, Shannon, when you came into this project, how much did you know for sure, and how much was still, did you have question marks about your lineage?
Well, you know, I had basically always known my heritage growing up. My mother passed it down to my brother Sean and I, and we had been raised knowing the story that Thomas Jefferson was my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather through his slave Sally Hemings. But one of the things we did not know is all the other family members that existed. We knew mainly my Hemings line through Madison Hemings, but not a lot of the other Hemings, not a lot of the other Jeffersons. So this opportunity to go down to Monticello was my first opportunity to actually meet all the family that I had always been hearing about. So it was a pretty and powerful moment to be down there and then to meet the people that Jane just spoke about, who were so well-educated and spoken and just great people in general that, you know, really, I guess, made that a great opportunity to say this is just, for Jane, more than just one picture in a family book. This could be its own story.
When, just looking at the title, Jefferson's Children, The Story of One American Family, so what was it like, Jane, in sort of figuring out what this family encompassed and how many people and how many children and where they all were and all that stuff?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question. Well, we certainly met a number of them that day. I would say probably roughly 80 people in attendance that day at Monticello. But again, Joe, because you are such a wonderful book person, I have to tell you, this really wasn't planned to be a book, but when Shannon and I gathered the family that day and realized there was such a story to tell, we were very, very lucky in that we had the support of Random House, who green-lighted this project within 48 hours of our meeting at Monticello, which, as you know, does not happen.
No, that's a good day.
Yes, it was an extraordinary day, and we teasingly say, just try to hold the truth back when it's ready to be known. What happened was it was a process where we got out and talked to existing family, and each one had, you know, had something to recommend, like, oh, you should speak to so-and-so, and that's how the recommendations happened. Also, Shannon and I are not genealogists. We're not Jeffersonian scholars of 40 years. So what we felt was important was to include the voices of the family, all sides of the story, those who always knew, those who were first finding out, those who will die disbelieving, those who, you know, again, are first learning. Our hope in having many voices is to also sort of be a catalyst for discussion on race and family and share all sides of the story.
And as Jane mentioned, we were not, you know, the only voices you hear, all these other voices. We also got help from, you know, oral historian Beverly Gray, who helped tell the story of, you know, the family and of Sally Hemings. We had award-winning Annette Gordon-Reed, who is a scholar and very well studied on the family, an expert on the family, if you will, who also contributed to the book. And it was that collaboration with them, with Monticello, with even Dan Foster, who did the DNA study. We sat with him, interviewed him, and said, is family really about the DNA? And for him, of all people, the DNA person, he said no. So, you know, we kind of opened up that can of worms, as well as, you know, all the different levels.
What does family mean? Exactly. Is it just blood, was what Dr. Foster said to us. So It's incredible. The conversation continues on and on.
What is I'm curious, Shannon, in your thoughts on the controversy that really has raged for generations about the relationship between Jefferson and Sally Hemings, and what you make of that, and what the other family members make of that.
Well, I guess the only real controversy that does exist at this point is whether it was a love relationship or not. We know it happened. We know it is fact that he fathered the children, that they are, that relationship is the reason why I'm here today. So, you know, that is not a question in the family at this point. The point is, for us, some people will see it as a love relationship of many, many years, and other people will see it as, you know, a convenient slave owner owning his slave. Then he treated her as his property, that he can have his way with her whenever he wanted. So it is interesting when you get the family together and hear the different perspectives of the family saying, well, she came back from Paris with him when she was free there, and she didn't have to come back, and he didn't have to promise to free all of their children, but he did promise, and he did actually carry out that promise. So that says something about, you know, this love. So, or he could be a man of his word and said, I gave my word, and so therefore I did it. You know, a lot of people can say, you know, there was a war going on in Europe. She wasn't safe to stay there anyway, so she came back with him. So you hear all these different, you know, sides of the story, but regardless of what the relationship was like at this point, the point still stands that I'm here because of that relationship. You know,
well,
it's,
and if
not,
I can just interject one thing, Shannon. If I can just interject really quickly, the interesting thing is when the controversy raged, and it did rage initially. It's less so certainly now.
Right.
But when the science first came out, it was very interesting because even the really adamant disbelievers did agree that both Sally and Jefferson's wife, Martha, were half-sisters. And I think this is what makes it all so complicated. And this is what I really believe in my heart, that America is trying to wrap its brain around things right now. People used to come out and raise their hand and say, but Jefferson was a good slave owner. And this is where, to me, we have to wake up and understand, yes, he was a brilliant man and he did extraordinary things, but he owned human beings until the day he died.
Yeah.
And America's legacy is complicated, and we need to embrace the totality of it. And I think that this story is just such a powerful symbol for understanding that. As Shannon said, some family members try to believe that there was a loving relationship of 38 years. Others believe that this was rape, and that this was a way of, you know, as slavery, it did create human beings for work. You know, and even in Jefferson's, I forget his exact words, but he said something about this experiment. That's a very privileged point of view, to have looked at, you know, these relationships as experiments. So it is very complicated, Joe.
So do you think about that, Shannon? I mean, is that something that causes you to think, or are you beyond that?
No, I think it all causes, you know, a thought process, especially when we're, you know, Jane and I travel around the country all the time speaking. As you know, we'll be in Mount Holyoke this Friday. But, you know, it brings up conversation all the time with audiences, with people about their own families, about people, about politics and, you know, how the country is run. I mean, there's so many different spinoffs that this story could have. And I've had every emotion about the whole thing. You know, I've been angry at Jefferson. I've, you know, didn't want to be associated with him at times. And I've also come to the other side where I've lived through that anger. And now, you know, I'm not holding grudges. I can't live with that hate or that pain in my heart. So, you know, I've come to the other side of using this story as a catalyst to talk about, you know, all the issues that are going on in our community, about, you know, trying to teach conflict resolution, about teaching people healing, about multi-generational trauma that is in families. And Jane and I are also very active in the Coming to the Table project, which brings the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slaves' owners together at the table of brotherhood to have reconciliation and dialogue. And I think that's one of the things that's powerful about the story that Jane and I share with people, is that it is a catalyst to start the discussions, because without the discussions, we will be still living in the same mindsets and the same principles that we're used to. But through this story, maybe people can open up to find healing in their heart and get through some of the situations that may also be going on in their own families.
With what you just said in mind, Jane, what will you be talking about on Friday night at Mount Holyoke?
Oh, my goodness. We will be discussing a lot of this. Again, the book came out a decade ago, but what is incredible with the journey is it really does continue. Shannon just mentioned we're part of an organization called Coming to the Table that was founded by both Jefferson and Hemings descendants, descendants of the Balls, descendants of the Harrison family. And it's not either, it's not always an either or. You're not either descendant of slave or slave master. Very often you are both. And again, through racial reconciliation work, through conflict resolution work, so much of this dialogue takes place. We're going to be discussing a lot of that. We're going to be discussing the personal journey. It's going to be very fresh in our minds when we speak at Mount Holyoke on Thursday night, just the night before. We're going to be at the Riverside Church, the famous historic Riverside Church here in New York, where it is the 46th anniversary of Martin Luther King's anti-Vietnam speech. And it's a fascinating thing to see how far we've come and really how far we still have to go. So there's going to be incredible panels. Shannon's actually going to be a moderator. So discussions on race, we keep our presentation very interactive because we find that people have need to ask questions and also share their own stories and their own journey. And again, we try to create a space for that. And a lot of that will take place at Mount Holyoke, I would say, on Friday night as well. We're also going to do...
Go ahead, Shannon.
Yep. I was just going to say it's a big part of, and I lost you guys for a minute there, so I dropped out. Forgive me if I repeat anything, but it'll be a big opportunity for us to share those intimate and in-depth stories that, for, you know, speaking to four generations of descendants and from different sides of the family, will be shared for the first time for many people. Because before our book came out, you heard from maybe historians, you heard from, you know, people, one individual. You haven't heard from so many different voices from all sides of the family before. So that's one of the things we tried to stay true to in the book, is to bring these stories to light for the first time, that people will be hearing of people who grew up not knowing they had any black blood, for the first time finding out that they are descended from the black side of, you know, the family, meaning Sally Hemings' side of the family, because the family is so mixed up you can't say black or white because they're so diverse. But from the Sally Hemings' side of the family, hearing that for the first time and how that felt for them. Or speaking to someone who was raised their entire life as a racist, not ever knowing any other way, but, you know, was able to find out that they may actually be descended of the Hemings side of the family, and maybe that's why they were raised racist to begin with, to hide that secret in their family. I mean, these are stories of people passing for white, for, you know, never being able to see their grandchildren because they were passing for white, and they wanted to make sure that they lived a safe and life, that they would be able to get the privileges and opportunities that others may not have had. I mean, these are stories that are not that far off from other people's families that may have experienced the same thing. And as Jane was just saying at the end there, people start opening up and finding out about their family. And then some people will follow up after and say, you know, you guys got me going, so I wanted to do some research. And this is what I found in my family after that. So, you know, a lot of people follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page at Jefferson's Children, where people can find us and share their stories as well. So I think, like I said, the biggest thing is it gets dialogue started.
The event happens Friday night at 7 o'clock. You can go to odysseybks.com for more information. Friday night, 7 o'clock, odysseybks.com for more information. The name of the book is Jefferson's Children. Jane and Shannon, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Joe, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.